Okay, today's daf is Nida, daf Mem Beis. Nida Mem Beis. We are on Mem Aleph Amud Beis. We will pick up with the last word on the sixth to last skinny line, V'Sava Rebbe Shimon. V'Sava Rebbe Shimon, that's what we are up to. So the Gemara was just talking, as we discussed, the machlokas between the Tanakam and Rebbe Shimon, which will be the first discussion on today's daf, about the halacha of when a poleta shechvazera is Tameya, a woman who had bia with her husband, and for the next 3 days she is a poleta. The shechva zera is coming out of her, is dripping out of her, so for 3 days the zera has potency, and therefore it creates the tuma of poleta shechva zera. The Tanakhama said that a poleta shechva zera is Tameya even before the zera comes out of her body, just like it is the halacha for Anida and Azava. All the tumas of Yotze Migufo, when it comes to the woman, she is going to be Tameya before the Dam, or here it's not Dam, before the substance come out of her. This is the first Mishnah in the Parak. Two blot ago on Daf Mem, the Mishnah said, "Kol Anasha Mitamos Bebeis Achitzon." All women are already Tameya when the blood, or the item, is in the Beis Achitzon, in the outer room, which is before it comes out of her body. Shdemar Dam Yezov Bifsara. That's by women. By Zav and Balkari, it's not Eina Mitamon Asha Teitzi Tumasan Lachutz. They're not telling me until the blood comes out. That was the Mishnah on Daf Mem. So now we have a Machlokas. The Tanakhama says the same thing applies to Poleta Shechva Zera for the woman, even before it comes out. While Reb Shimon says, no, Dai Kabbalah. Reb Shimon says, the man who's Motzi, the Shechva Zera in the first place, is only Mitame after the Shechva Zera comes out. So the woman cannot be more Chamura than the man, Dai Kabbalah. And therefore, since he is only Tame once it comes out, so too she is only Tame once it comes out. So Reb Shimon makes that comparison. So once this comes up, and it's going to come up again today, let's talk for a moment about Poleta Shechva Zera, Lamaisa. Again, it will come up on today's daf as well. We know we're just going to go through the, skip to the Lamaisa elements, but it was a Tahalich, it was a process until we got here. The Shulchan Aruch says in Kuf Salik Vav Yud Aleph, based on a combination of a Maharik and a Shumas Hadeshen and a couple of other sources, this whole sif had layers. But Lamaisa says the Shulchan Aruch, HaPoleta Shechva Zera B'Mei Svirasa. If a woman is Poleta Shechva Zera during her days of Svira, during her days of Shivinikiyim, Im Hutok Vav Onos L'Shimusha, so Sarah's also Yom, since it is within 6 onos, 6 12-hour periods of her shimush, that she's so seres that day. Meaning, as the Gemara will discuss on today's daf, when we say shiva nakiyim, we need for the woman to be naki not only from dam that comes out, but from any seminal discharge. That also is what nakiyim means, lamaisa. And therefore, if a woman is with her husband, and then the next morning she sees dam, and let's say she only has a 1 day period for some reason, whatever the case may be, right, she has a very short period and she wants to start counting shiva nakiyim on the next day, so the halacha is no, she has to wait through 6 onos, which ends up being 4 days, because let's say a woman has bia at 9 p.m. on a Sunday night, so you have to wait 72 hours from that moment. That's 6 onos, 72 hours. Let's say it's Sunday night at 9 p.m., so to Monday night, to Tuesday night, to Wednesday night. So Wednesday night at 9 p.m. is out, so Wednesday night is already Thursday, because Revayer, Vayevoker. So Thursday is out, one cannot start counting Shiva Dikiyim. So that's why Sunday night, if she already has the bia, that's Monday, so she Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, that's all out. She's not allowed to start counting until Friday. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says, because we're worried that she has the status of poletes for 3 days. Lefichach, therefore, says the Shulchan Aruch, Habishamesh Espitasa, Viraasa, Acharkach, Upaska, V'yafilu lo rasa rakmasa kasem, even if she only has a kasem, Eidem haschelos lispar zayin nikiyim, Ache yavro leha vav ono shlemus. One has to wait until, she has to wait until 6 full, complete onos have passed by Shema Tiflot. Maybe she will have a plate to Shechva Zera, and therefore, lefichach, Eidem haschelos lispar ad yom hei lishimusha. There it is. The Shulchan Aruch says, until the fifth day. The Shulchan Aruch says, the fifth day l'shimusha, that is when she can start counting. L'maisa, this doesn't come up that often, because many times women are bleeding at least until the fifth day anyway. Most women have at least a 5-day cycle where they're being roa dam, so she can't do a hefsek tahara anyway until that day. But halachically, let's say she's on a certain type of medication that gives her a short period. Whatever the case may be, the halacha is she cannot start counting until Yom Hei L'Shimusha from the Bia. Could go to Pshimsha B'Motzi Shabbos. For example, the case he gives is that it's used B'Shameshes on Motzi Shabbos, Eina Maschal L'Spar on Yom Hei. Motzi Shabbos, so then Sunday you do 6 onos from Motzi Shabbos, so that's to Sunday night, to Monday night, to Tuesday night, whereas the Tuesday night is really Wednesday, so that's out, you know, start counting until Thursday. Eina Maschal L'Spar Yom Hei, the Kaim Alon, Ein Shech Vazer Masriach HaShiav Olav Vav Onos Shlemos, Shech Vazer does not lose its status until it completes the 72 hours, may ace la ace, right, 72 hours. The Shach says, Ein Beishos, Vim Shimshal Motzei Shabbos, Upalta Leil Dalid Kodim Eishimusha, but Motzei Shabbos, Adainu Amez, B'toch Ono Shishis L'Shimusha, Visosaris. And therefore, Thursday is the first day that she can count. That is the Shulchan Aruch. Now the Ramah, important Ramah. B'tifsok yom dalid le'is erev yom hei ola minyan zayin. Good. Says the Ramah now, 2 extra chumras. The Ramah, Ashkenazic Jewry, has 2 extra chumras. That, it could be that certain poskim, Sephardic poskim, you know, what can be mako? Because it's a Ramah. The Yesha Kasvu, She Yesh Lahamtin Od Yom Echad, Tahainu, Shotascha Limnos Ad Yom Ashishi. In the case that the Shulchan Aruch gave, you gotta wait an extra day. Meaning not to start counting Shivat Kiyam on the 5th day, but on the 6th day, to do a Hefsek Tahara at the end of the 5th day of her Re'iyah. Meaning her Re'iyah is day 1, you count 5 days, and then the following day, day 6, is the first day of Shemini Kiyam. She can do a Hefsek Tahara at the end of day 5. V'hu yeh Yom Rishon L'Sfirasa. That'll be Yom Sfir. D'chayshinan, why? Where did this 5th day come from? D'chayshinan Shema Teshamesh B'Yom Rishon Bein Hashvashos. Because I'm worried that really the bia that originally took place was during a bein hashmashos, the tizbar shehu yom, and the woman, the man, whoever it is, will think that it is really daytime, the efsha shehu laila, but really it's nighttime. But she'll think it's daytime, and she'll start counting her 72 hours from the daytime, and really she should start counting her 72 hours from the nighttime. And if she does it, she's going to be a paletes on the beginning of her first day of Shemini Kiyam. And that's a problem. And therefore, lo plug, we say that she should always start counting from day 6, because we're worried about the case of Beit HaShmashos. This is the Chumrah of the Trumas HaDeshen. V'imtascha limnos miyom chamishi, yiyatoch shisha onos l'shimusha, alkein yesh lahosev od yom echad, demeata I efshar lavo lidei taos. Right, therefore there won't be any mistake. Right, Trumas HaDeshen, b'simin reish v'mhei, v'yaogar b'shei maharil, v'maharik. That is the chumrah of the Trumas Hadeshen. Number 1. Number 2, the Shach and the Taz also accept this. This is the principle, and we're not makel on this, right? But there are, because we know, I'm not going to go into it so many cases now, but because we know, based on the halacha, that this 5th day is an added chumrah, so we do have more flexibility in this 5th day than we have in the previous 4 days, because we know it's an added, it's the Trumas HaDeshen's extra day. If it comes up where a woman has a very short cycle and she'd be able to do a Hefsek Tahara at the end of day 4, and day 5 would be able to be the first of her Shivat Kiyam, so we would be mekel. Let's say there's fertility issues. If a woman has a very short cycle and we know she's ovulating a day early, meaning if the woman isn't with her husband until the following day, waiting 5 days, it'll be too late. So again, there we by Yishmak of the Hakel. If the 5th day is fertility issues, again, we're not poskening here. Once you have to ask the local posig, but in terms of conceptually, it came at a later point. This added 5th day, and therefore there are kulas sometimes. This is the minhag. Then the Ramah adds, some wait till 7 days, but that the Ramah says the ain't tam b'davar. That's not a reason. That's not something that one should follow. V'hamachmer yachmer v'hamekel niskar lahakdim asmo lemitzvah. Right? That says the Ramah. You had 7 days. That's not the accepted custom. Now they said the custom. The second custom is only 5 days and not 7 days. Okay. So that is the step number one. Then the Ramah adds v'yeshikasvu da'achshav. In lechalek bein shimsha in bayalololo shimsha. Remember, this whole chumra is that if she has a re'iyah right after her ma'isavia, because we are worried that the poletus is going to occur with any of these days. But lechora, if the woman didn't have bia with her husband before the re'iyah, then all this should be null and void. She shouldn't have to worry about anything because there's not going to be poletus. Let's say she wasn't with her husband for 4 days before she had a re'iyah, so then she shouldn't have to wait anything. So says the Ramah, lo plug. Ein lechalek, even if she wasn't with her husband. V'kol isha sheroe afilu kesem tzricha lehamtin heyamim im yom sherasabo. That means the day of the re'iyah is day one. V'tifzog leis erev, v'tisbar shivinikiyim. V'chein noagin b'mininus elu v'ein l'shanos. Those are the two chumers of the Ramah. Number one, day five. Number two, even lo shimsha. Says the shach, the lo plug rabbanon. V'gazrina lo shimsha atu shimsha. V'yavagav de shimsha gufa gzeirahi. Atu bein ashmashos. Chshasha de bein ashmashos. Pshuti v'chashubi rabbanon tuva bekama duchti. Okay, that is the chumra. The Nosa Kalem here, the Taz and the shach, both discuss a bach. The bach says, Mori, first quote the Taz, Umori chamizal, or the bach we know is the father-in-law of the Taz. Umori chamizal kasav, shenira lo lahakel kishain bala ba'ir. The Taz says, even though there's a chumra of lo shimsha, atu shimsha, but if the husband's not in town, husband's not there. It's not just that he was in town, but they didn't have bia. He was not in town, then yishbaka lahakel. That is not included in the lo plug, says the Bach. Din lahakmer kolkach. That is the Bach, the Taz, and the Shach both argue. And they say one cannot be makel in this case. How can you be cholik on the minog? So the Taz says, I'm not going to give you that kula, but I will give you another kula. What's a case where I will be makel, not a case where the husband was outside of the town, but a case of a kala. Bikala. Shepir sanida, sabach luchupasa. If a woman who's getting married was roe nida before the chuppah, so she's allowed to count 4 days. She's allowed to count, just, she did not have to wait 4 or 5 days because there, she wasn't allowed to be with her husband. It wasn't just that the husband was out of town, she wasn't allowed. Let's say, even if after the chuppah, right, very disappointing situation, she was pierced to nida before they were together. Ein mamtenes klal. There you don't wait at all. The bezev vader lo shach le migzah lo shimsha atu shimsha to lo ba'a adayin le klal tashmish klal limo. V'lama nigzah kazeh, kein nira li. Says the Taz, I'm not going to give you the Bach's case of bala ina ba'ir, but I will give you the case of kala. That is the Taz. The shach, right here, it's Zivkat and Chaf, he quotes the Bach also, and then he quotes and then he continues first quoting the Bach. The Taz didn't quote the end of the Bach. Even though if you look in the question of the Truma Sadeshin, it sounds like the questioner is asking, even if the husband's not in town, Mikol Makom, the Bach is mayor. This is a question amongst the scholars, but this is what many assume. Miloshon Hatshuva Shelo Hizkir Sham Lahachmir Bazeh Mashmak Sat. Well, the Shach is going to make the comment. I'm sorry. Miloshon Hatshuva Shelo Hizkir Sham Lahachmir Bazeh Mashmak Sat Sabach Yesh Lahakel. The Bach himself says that even though the Truma Sedeshin's language sounds like it would include a case of Bala Eina Ba'ir, but I'm not going to say that's included in the low plug. And then the Shach says Vein Dvarav Nirin. I argue, just like the Taz argues, the Shach and the Taz overlapped a little bit with each other. Shach was a little bit later. That's where the Shach has comments on the Taz. Shulchan Aruch and the Nekudas HaKesef. That's the Shach's Ha'oros on the Taz. So Vein Dvarav Nirin says the Shach on the Bach. I don't agree. The Halo Noda. He says, don't be medayik in the questions and the answers of the Shubha Sadeshin. Why? Because as we know, the Halo Noda, Shahashelo Shesh, Shubha Sadeshin, Asa Maharai Bal Hachuvas Atzmo, Velosha Shalu Acherim, Kamo Ipsakov. you look in the Shubas Hadesh, it says the Shach, at the end of the Shubas Hadesh, you have what's called the Psakov. Those are real Shailos. But the first half of the Shubas Hadesh, which are, right, why is it called Shubas Hadesh? Because there are Deshen Shailos in the Shubas Hadesh. You pointed out, it's nothing to do with the Shubas Hadesh Avoda. But there are 354 Shailos in the Shubas Hadesh. That's why he's calling it Deshen, the Truma, the matana, the truma, the giving of the deshen, these shilas. But many suggest, including the Shach right here, that he wrote those shilas himself. It wasn't asked of him. Therefore, don't be medayik that, oh, in the answer, he doesn't mention Bala Eina Ba'irs, therefore he can be making on that case. No! He wrote the shilas himself. Va'od. And also, Diyamkin, am I lo pashin midi ashela zu? He should have said it. Ella davar pashit kiva the b'sheila mashva lahedya im balabir lo shimsha im king gabetshuva who came gabetshuva is maharik, same maharik that the Taz quoted that nashim machmirim even bala ina ba'ir v'chena v'nek pashit, and then he adds v'gdola mizu noagin, even greater than this sha'afilu kala ina sofer shiv v'nekiyim ad yom heil riyasa av abisha dain lo baha chatan la'ir av abisha the fidaiti in la'achmer bazeh klau v'lo niska b'shem poseh kadman o achron. He quotes, there are those that are even machmer by a kala, even though I don't think it's correct, like the Taz said, but he says, v'kal makom lo ye el kadverma mutar machirim nagu bo iser. He says, I don't know, he says, this seems to be the minhag, so I'm not going to go in and change the minhag, but definitely, v'kal makom b'shas atchak, let's say, to prevent the chupas nida, I would say, says the Taz, says the Shach, that one should be mekel. But again, that's different, like the Taz said. That's different than a case of Ein Ba'ala Ba'ir, because there, they've already been in the world of Bia. Mashaka Bayakala, they've never been in the world of Bia before, and therefore that could be excluded from the low plug. Okay, this is some of the background of Paleta Shechazera Lamaisa, which comes up right now. We're going to have the Sugyas of Paletas today. The main Sugyas of Paleta Shechazera, if you remember, are in Mesechta Shabbos, where the Gemara discusses the 3 days that Bnei Yisrael had to be separate from their wives before Maimed Har Sinai because of the Chash of Paleta Shechazera. So here too, this Gemara has to be learned along with that Gemara. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, the Gemara in Shabbos about Paleta Shechazera for 3 days before Maimed Har Sinai. We continue. Says the Gemara now, the end of the sixth to last skinny line on Mem Aleph Amid Beis. The Savar Rabbi Shimon Dai Kabbalah, is it really true that Rabbi Shimon equalizes the husband who is Motzi Zera and the wife who was Poleta Shechvazera? Rabbi Shimon says they're equal in terms of the woman is not going to become Tameh until the Zera leaves her body. So is that really true, says Rabbi Shimon? Vatanya, but then we learn in the Brisa, Varachatsu Bamayim Vitamu Adaref. Talking about a husband and wife who are together, they will have to go to the mikvah and they will be Tameh. I'm Rabbi Shimon. V'chima baz elo amdeinu. What is this Brisa teaching me? And this pasuk. Im le'inyin nogeya b'shechva zera. If it's about tumas negiya. For shechva zera, tumas maga, harikvar nemer lamata, o ish. We already have a pasuk to tell me that shechva zera is betame. It's one of the avos ha-tumas. Listen, in the first parak in Kalim. Ela, why? Ela, bebreisha, tumas beis ha-starmi. But the chiddush is because the shechva zera is really inside the woman. It's tumas beis ha-starim. It's in a hidden place, he. But tumas beis ha-starim ain't a matama. And the tumah inside is not matame. Ela, shechzera sakasavi. That's what the pasuk is teaching me. Right, the Tamuat Arab is going to be a Kiptami, even though it's Tumas Beis HaStarim for the woman. So you see the Brisa says that the woman is going to be Tamei even before it comes out. It's Kasha and Reb Shimon. Right, how could we say, and this is Reb Shimon talking in the Brisa. Right, so how could Reb Shimon say earlier that the man and the woman are always equal? Here we see they're not equal. Here we see Reb Shimon holds that Paleta Shechvazera is Metame, does become Tamei even before it comes out. So Lokasha says the Gemara is a comment that we'll make, but first we'll try to finish the section. Lokasha, kambe mishameshes, kambe poletes. Well, it depends. If a woman is just plain poletes, or she was with her husband. If she was with her husband, a mishameshes, so the shechva zera is going to make her tame even inside. But a plain poletes is only going to become tame outside. Says the Gemara, what? Poletes, typically tishimsha. What do you mean? Every poletes was a mishameshes. So how can we say, oh, poletes is only tamei when it comes out? The first brisa of Reb Shimon. But every poletes was b'shameshes. So she's already tamei before it comes out. So the Gemara says, no, b'shetavla l'shimusha. What happens if she went to the mikvah after her bia? So that will be metame her poleta shech vazera inside, but it won't be metame for the next 3 days. She will still have shech vazera coming out of her, so that tumah is only once it comes out. Says the Gemara, lemeimer de mishameshes betumas erev sagila. 1 minute, for a woman who was mishameshes, that only has effect for a day, meaning a woman and a man can go to the mikvah. The woman can go to the mikvah right after the ma'aseh bia, basically that night. Right, the day, right, if it was 1 day, she waits 1 day, she goes to the mikvah that night, it helps, the tefillah is moa for something, and that's why the halacha changes with the shech vazera was matamir even inside, but now that she went to the mikvah, it only be matamir outside. But for Hamar Rava, mishameshes kol shlosha yamim asur lecha b'tshuma. Rava says no, a mishameshes for 3 days, she doesn't go to the mikvah. Period. So she's not tovelos la'ereth. For 3 days, she doesn't eat, cannot eat truma. She'i efsher lo shelo tiflot. Because it's definitely gonna keep coming out for 3 days. So a woman doesn't go to the mikvah right away. Because of this pledge shech vazeros, you see there's no separation between the tefillah l'shimusha and the tefillah for poletes. So again, now we're back to the question of what's the case that she was tovelos right away so that we would say now that she only has the halacha of a poletes, and the shech vazera is only going to be betame her when it comes out. So the Gemara answers, hachavamayaskinan, shit bilua b'mita. Maybe they were tovel matbil her while she was still lying in bed. She didn't really move after the ma'aseh bia, so that's where there is a possibility that she will not be poletes, because she's not moving around. So the zera inside of her is not moving around, so it's possible. Rashi says in the second to last line, "Dekiva de lo zaza mimkoma efshalosh below pleta." It's possible. So that's the case that we're talking about in that second brisa of tavla l'shimusha, and there's a chance that she wasn't poletes. That's the case of mishameshes. Says the Gemara, Mechlam, Botak, Adachi, Kama, Rava. So when Rava says that for 3 days she can't go to the mikvah, it's talking about a case where she's moving around. The Azla'i, Bekara, V'tavla. It's talking about a case where she is moving around. So then I have a problem. If the woman is walking around, and we assume that that makes the Zera move, Dilma, Bahadi, Tukazla, Shadisa. So maybe as she's walking, it all came out and there's nothing left by the time 3 days comes along. Why does Rava say for 3 days it's Aser? Because E.F. Sharla, Shalot, Tiflo. It's impossible that she won't be poletes. For 3 days, she's for sure going to be poletes. So the Gemara says, v'chitem al-dilma yishtayir. And if you want to say, well, we're just worried that there's some left. So, ihachi, if that's true, you should have used a different lashon. Chayshinon shemen yishtayir mi boilei. Chayshinon, we should be, the language of Rava should be, we're worried that there's some left. Not that e-efshar shelo tiflot. It should be that we're worried that there's some left. So we're back to the question. So Elal Rava Nami Shet Bilu Bamita. Really, even Rava's case, Rava who says that Mishameshes for 3 days is Asur because he Afshar Shlo Tiflot. Rava's case is where she didn't move. She didn't move. So why are we worried? Hit Bilu Bamita. For Lokasha Kan B'Misapeches Kan B'She'ena Misapeches. Did she turn over at least? If she walked around, if she actually moved a lot, so then there's a worry that she was poletes, but there's also a chance that she finished, because she's been moving around. So the language that Rava would have used is Shemen Ishtayir. But Rava's lashon is Vadai, so the case is Misapechas and Amisapechas. If she's in bed, so then it depends. Did she turn over and move around in bed? So then Rava says, if the shore came out, and if the shore is coming out, but she didn't move around outside of bed, that we would say it came out so quickly that there's none left. So it's vada yefsher shlo tiflot. But the case of Reb Shimon who says that tavla shimusha right away, and you don't have to be worried, is a case where ainim misapechas. She didn't move off the bed, she just stayed on her back, and that case is a case where we say that maybe it didn't come out. V'Rava, just finishing up the sentence, v'shava krokoy, and Rava is really commenting on the pasuk when he talks about misapechas. V'hachi kamar, kikas rachmona v'rachatzum ba'mayim v'tamu ad ha'arev. When does the pasuk say that it's only ad ha'arev v'she'ena misapechas? She doesn't move, and she doesn't even turn over. Avlo b'misapechas, ad ha'arev b'misapechas, koshlo she'yev masur lecha b'truma, she'yev shelo, shelo tiflot. Period. That is the sugya of Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanon in terms of Poleta Shech Vazera. We came up with an answer of Rabbi Shimon usually equalizes the man and the woman in terms of Poletas only after it comes out, but a case where it would be when he would have to agree with that there's a difference between inside and outside is a case where you can have a mishameshes that's not a poletes, where she does not move. Okay. One ha'ara, so the achronim, the Shar HaMelech is mayor that the Gemara here earlier said, the last couple of skinny lines that we just read earlier on Mem Alpha Abayz, the Gemara says, well, what do you need two psukim for? The second pasuk must teach me that a Peleshech Vazera is even Matame when it is inside. So Shar HaMelech assumes that this is against a Chiddush of the Mishnah Lamelech. There is a Chiddush that Mishnah Lamelech writes in Melech's B.S. Mikdash, Paragimel Halacha Gimel, where he suggests that the Tumah and the status of a Balkari, a Motzi Shech Vazera, that status could be gotten even if there's only Gemar Bia, even without Hotzah Azera. If there is a complete Bia, meaning a complete Maisa that the husband enters into his wife, so that itself could give the status of Shech Vazera, of a Balkari, even without a Motzi, even without Hotzah Zera, Befoa. He brings a number of riyas to this. The Gemara in Brachas, he says that a Balkari is Aser B'divrei Torah, right? This was the Takanis Ezra, Brachas Chav Beis, based on a Pasik, while a Baal Nida is Mutter B'divrei Torah. That's the Mishnah Melech. What do you mean? A Baal Nida is a Balkari. Right, what's the difference? That and other rayas, he quotes that possibly that mashma the kosher gomar biaso alpha pichla hotzi shech vazera tame mishum bal keri. Bal keri doesn't literally mean that there was keri, but it means it is. That's the most of the time. But and the keri itself would be tame, but it could possibly be that if there is a bal nida, if there is a maisa bia takes place even without keri, that itself would create tumas. The Shah Melach says that if that is true, so why didn't the Gemara teach me that based on the extra pasuk by Sheikh Lazara? In fact, the Gemara doesn't suggest such a chiddush, must be that it's not true. And that's what I think most assume against that Mishnah Melach that you need Hotzah Zera in order to be called a bal keri. Okay, we continue now. So the following Gemara connects to what we started off today's Gemara discussion with. Ba'aminei Rav Shmuel Bar Bisna Me'abaya. Rav Shmuel Bar Bisna Me'abaya. Me'abaya. Poleta Shech Vazera Roe Have Ono Ga'as Have. This is the Gemara where the Rishonim talk about the Poleta Shech Vazera and waiting the 4 days. So, Poleta Shech Vazera. If a woman is Poleta Shech Vazera during her Shiva Nekiyim, or even not. We're just asking, what is the status? Is it considered a re'iyah, a roa have? It's like a natural, just like if a woman has a natural flow from something that originates in her body, a zava or a nida, she is called a roa. So too here, she is a roa when the Shech Vazera comes out of her. Oh, what does he know? No, galas have. No. The Shech Vazera is not natural to her. It came from an external source. So when it comes out of her, it's not exactly a re'iyah like her other re'iyos that naturally come out of her body. And therefore, the tumah is one of negiyah, that the zera touches her on its way out, as we'll see. But not re'iyah. Re'iyah, right, l'may nafkamina, let's see the gemara. The nafkamina, listar, number one, stira. If a woman is Catholic Shiva Nekiyam, the Shiva Nekiyam are going to be broken only if she has a re'iyah. If she becomes Tameh Mace during her Shiva Nekiyam, so it's not going to break her Shiva Nekiyam. If she becomes Tumah Sheretz during her Shiva Nekiyam, it's only if she has a re'iyah. So what is Poleta Shech Vazera considered? Right? What is it Soser? This is Machlokes Rishonim. What is the Nafkamina? The Ran says that Soser, the seer here, would only be 1 day, while the Ritva says no. The question is that it's like it's a re'iyah. It's like it's a re'iyah. So that just like Nida and Zava would be Soseris everything, the minion, so to the Ritva says that the Poleta Shech Vazera, the question is about that it should be Soseris everything. Number two, Ula Tami Vimashu, next Nafkamina is what shear is needed. For a Tumas Re'iyah, you don't need, there's no minimum shear of the Re'iyah. Any tiny amount is going to be Matame or Mashenkin. For Nigiyah, you need a certain amount, a certain minimum amount, in order to be transmit the Tumah. Good. Rashi quotes the Gemara later on, Adaf Mem Gimel, right, tomorrow's Daf, whether it's the Ka'adasha or Kachasimas Piha'ama. Number three, Ula Tame Bifnim Kemachutz. And also, where is it matame? A re'iyah, as we know, is matame even inside. Nida zava. Vistame mishem re'iyah is matame here even before it comes out. Mashe'eki nikiyah would only be on the outside. Rishonim here quotes the Shita of the Ravid. The Ramban, the Rush, the beginning of the fourth parak, quote the Shita of the Ravid, that this whole discussion is only Lagabi Taros, but not Lagabi Baila, and they argue. The Rush, the Ramban all argue and say, no, this Poletes is Lamaisa as well, and that's where the Vav Onos come from, as we started off our discussion. Again, the fifth day is the Shubha Sadesh, and that is later on, that's not in the other Rishonim. But in terms of a Re'iya, right after a Maisabiyah, they say, no, this is, all women are subject to, considering it Ziva today, as we know, all women, Chumra Derezera, any job is considered Ziva, so we say that they have to wait at least the 4 days. This is Lamaisa, and it's considered a Re'iya. There is, I forgot to mention, I'll mention it now, we know that we were Mako Lagabi Akala, because not to wait the four days, because there was an Issa Labaila. It wasn't in the state of being with her husband, and therefore she does not have to wait the day. As soon as she can do Shivna Kiyam, she doesn't. There is another practical case that comes up all the time for a woman who is married. Let's say a woman is counting Shivna Kiyam, and then she has a Kesem, or she has a Re'iya during Shivna Kiyam, but she has to start again. So she doesn't have to count 5 days again. The halach is, whenever she was in a state of iser, labaila, says she doesn't have to count the 5 days. Right, so if she was already neseres, so then she doesn't have to count. It's a big shiloh. What about if one of them is an avela? Right, so then she doesn't have to count the extra days. Or she gets 1 day off, depending on how many days. Let's say a woman has a re'iya the second after Yom Kippur, or Tisha B'Av. Then we're also mekel. At least that 1 day. She can count 4 more days. But Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av, halachically, they weren't allowed to be together. So that might be a case where you don't have to worry at least about 1 day. Okay, without getting into Lamaisa discussions, but one could look that up if that ever comes up. Okay, so the Gemara says, is she a Roe or a Nogeya with 3 nafkaminas? So the Gemara says, 1 second, Manavshach, I don't understand. Isha Mile Masnisa, why is Rav Shmuel Bar Bissina asking this from Abaya? If he knew the Braisa that we had on the previous Amud, the Machlokes between the Rabbanan and Rav Shimon about Poletes, so the Rabbanan Roa Havi, according to the Rabbanan, Poletes is makes her tummy even before it comes out, so she's a Roa. Well, the Rav Shimon Nogaz Havi, and according to Rav Shimon, she's a Nogaz, because he says that you have to wait till it comes out. Vilo Shamilei Mastisa, and if he didn't hear of the Brisa, so then Mistavra Nogaz Havi. Still, he should have suggested, logic dictates, that she is Tamei Mishim Nogas. Why? Rashi explains, because this is not something that emanated from her. It's not a natural substance from her. It came from outside. So Pashas is that it's Tumas Nogas. So, ask the Gemara, what did he know the Brisa or not? So Gemara has 2 answers. Number one, La'olam. Shamilei Masisa. Maybe he. Rishon Lissa knew the Braisa. V'yaldi b'der Rabbanan lo kamei b'ayle. And he was not asking within the Shita of the Rabbanan, because then for sure, according to them, she is a Ro'eh. Because Tamei even inside. Ki kamei b'ayle yaldi b'der Reb Shimon. The question is within Reb Shimon. Why? Because he only says one of the 3 nafkaminas. Ula Tamei b'fidim kebachos lo kamei b'ayle. He says, yes, it's only Tamei outside. But does that mean for all halachas, she's called a Nogeya? Kikami boy, we lister lotami bakal shumai. Kikamer Reb Shimon Dai Kabbalah. When do we say that Dai Kabbalah? And we compare. And Reb Shimon says that she is only tummy once it comes out. Hani mi lili temuyi befidim kabachutz. Maybe it's only regarding that halacha. Aval lister lotami bakal shu roahave. But regarding the other halachas, she's called a roe. O dilma lo shna. So that's the shayla. Or different version of the shayla. Ika da amre la olam lo shamile masisa. Maybe Yeshua Bar Bisna did not know of the Brisa. So why did he just say no geya? Wouldn't that be more mistaver? No. V'hachi kemi b'ayle. This was his shayla. Mida achmir rachmana abale kiryan b'sinai. Since we see that the Torah was machmir regarding specifically Tumas Balkeri at our Sinai. Al tikshu al isha. For 3 days they weren't allowed to be together. There weren't any specific instructions given about staying away from other Tumas. From Tumas Sheretz, it must have been Shrasim in the Midbar, make sure you don't touch a dead Sheretz. Right, the Anani HaKavod protected them from being hurt by them, but maybe touching them, they were still around. So, the fact of the Torah, though, specifically is Machmir by Balkeri when it comes to Har Sinai, and not other Tumas, so it must be Roahave. It must be because that's Tumas Roah. We don't want the woman to be a Poletes for 3 days before Maimon Har Sinai. So do we say that? Odilma, or do we say no? Lo kamrin on misinai. Or no, we can't learn from Harsinai. De chidishu. Because Harsinai is a chidish. Why is it a chidish? Daha zavin umitzorain de chamiri v'lo achmer behu rachmana. Because after all, there are lachora, more serious tumas that are very connected to Balkari. Right? Zavin mitzora are more chamor. And yet, the Torah wasn't machmir by a zavin mitzora when it comes to Harsinai. So you see the whole Harsinai was a chiddush. You can't learn anything from there. Oh, the Balkari, the Torah is machmir, because you see, it is a chiddush. That was his shaila. What is the definition of a chiddush? Right, everything's a chiddush. Right, the whole Torah is a chiddush. So we mentioned in the past, Tosas and Yevamos Dav Zayin, Rashi says the same thing in Pesachim and Daf Mem Dalad. They both say that a chiddush means davar hasoser es haklal. Chiddush doesn't mean something I wouldn't have known had the Torah not say it. Because that's basically every mitzvah. A lot of mitzvahs. Not every mitzvah, but a lot of mitzvahs. I wouldn't have known shatnez. I wouldn't have known ma'akeh, maybe. I wouldn't have known a lot of mitzvahs. Tefillin, for sure. The Gemara never says tefillin is a chiddush. So what does a chiddush mean? Chiddush means davar hasoser es haklal. So what are the examples in Shas of a chiddush? So the Gemara says, for example, motzi shemer is a chiddush. Gemara in Sanhedrin. Why is Motzi Shemer Chiddush? Because Lokiyu Mishalim, there are two punishments. That's against the usual rule of only one punishment given. The Gemara says Edim Zomen is a Chiddush. Why is Edim Zomen a Chiddush? Because you don't need Hasra. They didn't do a Maisa. There are different suggestions. The Gemara says Basar B'Chalav is a Chiddush. Why is Basar B'Chalav a Chiddush? Again, because different Shitas in the Gemara, in the Rishonim, in Mesachas Chulin. Maybe because not nowhere else you have two things that are mutter and you put them together and they become asr. Nowhere else you have two things that if you put them together they're mutter. Only if you cook them together it's asr. Okay, different suggestions. But things, the items that go against the rule. Right, we're gonna have coming up a discussion of Nevelas Of Tahar. The Gemara in Zvachim Daf Ayin says that Nevelas Of Tahar, Nevela of a kosher bird, is a chiddush. Why is that a chiddush? Because again, it's a rule breaker. It's only tame as you eat it. It's not tame as you touch it, as you carry it. So that's what chiddush means. Davar hasoser es haklal. Something that I wouldn't have known. Not just something that I wouldn't have known, but something that goes against the rule. So here, it goes against the rule, because usually Zav and Mitzora are more chamer than Balkari, but that rule does not apply when it came to Har Sinai. So, we're back to the question. So, Rishon Rabbisna asked this question to Abaye. The Gemara just gave two suggestions. Why did he think it was a question if he had the Brisa? Maybe he was asking within Rav Shimon, or maybe he was asking because he didn't know the Brisa, and Har Sinai did not give it away. So the Gemara answers, Amar Leh. Abaye answers, Roa Havye. Asa Shaila the Rabba, Amar Leh, Roa Havye. Asa Lakamidur of Yosef, Amar Leh, Roa Havye. The Yosef is a Roa, and that, by the way, is Lamaisa, what we paskin. He's a Rohan, that's why we have to wait to give the Vavonos. Hadar Aslakamida Abaya. Then he came in front of Abaya again after all these answers, and Armalei says to him, Kulchu Baroka Chadatafisu. You all told me the same thing. What does that mean? Literally, you said it in the same spittle. The rope, same spittle. Basically, you said the same thing, and you didn't really explain it. Right, that's how the Maharam here, Army Rundberger, is in. Belish Shumraya. So Amar Leh, he says, Shapir Ami Lecha. No, we told you properly. I'll explain it a little more. Ad Kalakam Reb Shimon Dayaka Bo'ala El Elatam Bifrim Kabachutz. Reb Shimon, the Rabban definitely holds that she is a Roa. But according to Reb Shimon, yes, she has one Afkamina. That she's a nogeya. Aval tamim shum negiya. Aval lister ulatame bekalshu roa have. So we paskin roa. Good. One ha'ar, the Rishash here asks a question which he does not answer. He says there are midrashim that say that all people were nisrapeh by Har Sinai. We know all the people got healed at Har Sinai. So even the zaven and the mitzorayin should have been healed. So what does the Gemara mean? That we're all makhbar by zaven mitzorayin. Those were sicknesses that didn't exist by Har Sinai. That's not a rule breaker that they existed and were more mako by them than by Balkari. There were no zaven and mitzorayin, says the Rishash mitzorachiyin. Say machlokis and agaritas. The Rachmaner says no. The Rachmaner says what you can suggest is that they were healed. But what does healed mean? Healed means that they weren't a mitzora anymore. That they weren't a zav anymore, but they still had a count shiv and a kiyam. They stopped being a mitzora. They stopped having the flow. But they were still, they have to count shiv and a kiyam to become tahor. So the Rachmaner says, in a chinam, you can put it together, but you still could have someone who was still in the count by Har Sinai. Good. Two dots, says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanon, Hanidav HaZav HaShomeres Yom Kereged Yom. V'hayoledes, these four women, Anida, Zava, HaShomeres Yom Kereged Yom, woman only has a 1 or 2 day Re'iyah, or a Yoledes, Kulon, Mitamos, Bevniv Kibachutz. Right, expanding on what we said in the Mishnah, all the women, that have re'ios coming out of them are metame even before it comes out, while it is still in the Beis Achitzon. That is the halacha, again, as we had in the Mishnah 2 blot ago. So, Bishlama kulhu l'chaye. Fine, I understand all of them. El yoledes. I don't understand yoledes. If she has flows, what's she going to be tabi? She's either going to be a nida or a zava. So those are already on the list. That's already on the list. Ibi me nida nida, ibi me zava, ziva, ziva. If she's going to have a re'ia during those days, so those are already on the list. How is yoledes a separate entity? So the Gemara is going to have two suggestions. One here on Amud Aleph, one on Amud Beis. So first suggestion, Lo tzricha sheyarda litbo bituma latara. The case is where she had a re'ia that, and it was still inside of her, after she already counted Yemei Tuma, it's after the 14 days, let's say after she had a girl, and now she's going down to be Toveles after her 14 days, and as she's going down to the mikvah, Dam is ne'ekar from her makar, from her uterus, but it doesn't come out until after the tevila. So that's a case that tuma is going to be metame her, even though she went to the mikvah. Shet sir yada lipa mitumah lebatara. V'ched ki yada amar b'zeira, amar b'chei barashi amarav. Yoledah she yada lipa mitumah talatara, v'nekim en adam b'yerida temeya. If it was Nakar after she came out of the mikvah already, she's finished. She's in the days of Tohar. And she already went to the mikvah. But before she went to the mikvah, even if it's after the 40 days, she's going to be Temeah. Why? Rashi points out this is going like the Shita of Beis Hillel. Remember we had earlier the Machlokas on the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Dalet in the previous Tarek. The Mishnah quoted the Machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Dam Yoledes Shelo Tavla. A Dam of a Yoledes that did not go to the mikvah, but if it's in Yehur Yemei Tohar. Beis Shammai says that Mida Oraisa, she is already Tahora. She still has to go to the mikvah. But Beis Shammai says that dam is going to be Metame only Lach, not Yavesh, because it's a Chumra Durabanan. Beis Hillel there says Metame Lach V'Yavesh. Why? Because Beis Hillel says a woman is not Temeah, Tahora, going into her Yemei Tohar until she has Yamim Vitvila, Tali Rachmana. We said there. Important Machlokas we had earlier at Daf Lamed Aleph. So, says the Gemara, that is the first suggestion. What does it mean, Yoledes in the Brisa, that she becomes Tamei, even before it comes out? It's talking about a case where it was after the 40 days, and she had a Re'iyah that stayed inside until after she went to the Mikvah. Good. Amalei Rabbi Yirmiyah Rabbi Zeira. This was the suggestion. So Rabbi Yirmiyah said to Rabbi Zeira, Birida Dai Tameya. I don't understand. She's Tameya in that case? But tuma beluahi, isn't it tuma belua? Isn't it swallowed up tuma? Every case, you might say, the Rabbi is asking in general, but you'll see why not. It's not a general question, but he's saying, at least in this case, where she is a yoledes and there's dam coming out, so shouldn't it be swallowed up tuma? And we know tuma belua, swallowed up tuma is not going to be matame. If you have an animal that's swallowed a piece of an avela. So, you know, that's not going to be metame because it's belua. Any tuma belua is not going to be metame. Rashi is mayor here, a very important comment. You have to say this. Why isn't every case of nida zava v'chulu before the dam comes out is tuma belua? It's inside. Why is the Gemara only asking in this case by yoledes? So the Gemara says no, because all those other tumas of zava and nida v'chulu, those are all tumas re'iyah. And re'iyah, there's no issue, belua does not affect. Belua only affects tumas negia, tumas maga. Does not affect re'ia. This is a case of tumas maga. Why? Because if you go by re'ia, well right now she's in days of tohar. So it can't be tamei her mishum re'ia, because the re'ia would be tar, tahora. So it must be tumas maga. Tumas maga that is affected by tumas belua. So that's what the Gemara says. Rabbi Yirmiyah asks, so how could this be tamei her? So Amar Leir, Rabbi Zeira says, Zil shaylei Rabbi Avin to Azmas Neilei. Go ask Rabbi Avin, because I already explained it to him. V'kirgish liberesha, and he made Edrusha, and he gave me the nod. He gave me the nod as if he agreed. We find various Gemaras that Amaram gave the nod, and the nod is considered halakhically significant. The Gemara talks about that we're not supposed to even give nods during davening, during Kriyashma, because that's considered a hefsek. We're not supposed to be nodding, right? So Reb Zeira though says here, he gave me the nod, so go ask him. So he went to ask him, Amalei, Asa'uha kedevelas of tahar. This case of Tuma Belua, they gave it, Chazal gave it the status of nevelas of tahar. As we know, the nevela of a kosher bird only makes one tamei. This is the first Mishnah in Taharas, Mesechas Taharas, to metama begadma beis abliya. It's only tamei once it's in the throat. So that's a base of, that's Tumah Beluah, and yet it's Metame. So, so too, this case of Yoled is patterned after the Nevelas Oftar case that is Metame Bebeis Abliya. We discussed many times in the past, the discussion of Reb Chaim, the discussion of Reb Yosef Engel, is Tumas of Nevelas Oftar, is that a Tumas Achila, is that a Tumas Maga, but the Chiddush is that it's only a Maga with inside. Right, that's the one of Rabbi Yosef Engel's rayas, just their agav, is that the fact that it's called a chiddush, the word zvachim you mentioned, Nevelas Oftar is called a chiddush, so it has to be davar so as a klal. So that's why he assumes it's a tumas, that's one of his rayas. That is a tumas maga. If it's a tumas achila, so it's just a different type of tuma. If it's a maga that's only metamiyu through throat maga, and not other magas, that's a chiddush, that's davar so as a klal. So that's why that's a raya, he thinks, that it is a Tumas Maga. But anyway, so the Gemara says that we compare it to Tumah Nevelas Oftar. So the Gemara says, me dummy, but how could you compare the case of the dam inside of your leather that's coming out to a case of Nevelas Oftar? Hasam Ein La Tumah Bachutz. By Nevelas Oftar, you know why it's Batami inside? Because there is no such Tumah outside. The Torah is Mechadish. This is the only Tumah. So hacha ki nafik lavroi litmi. But by dam of a Yoledes, dam is Batami Bachutz. So how can you compare the cases? So the Gemara answers, you're right. When Reb Zera said that it's metame her biyurida, it's only metame her once it comes out. It was in the Beis Achitzon already when she went to the mikvah, but it's only metame her once it comes out. So the Gemara says, yasal achus, my lamemers, then what's the chiddush? What's the chiddush then? Once it comes out, we know that. So the Gemara says, no, ma'na teima miyud debahani tefila ladam, dika gavoy. You might say that because now she's in Dam Tohar, and in new blood that comes out now, it will work for that. So to this, it should work, the tefillah should work for this, and it's not Matamir, even after it comes out, Kamash Malan. So we say that's not true. Fine. So we answered up the case of Reb Zera. The Gemara says, Shvaitse Ifrik. You answered Reb Zera, Ella Yoledes, but now we're back to the original question. The original brisa that we started off with, on the bottom of Amun Aleph, had the list of Nida, Zav, Yoledes, all these women are Matami inside. But now we're saying that in the Reb Zera case, the Yerida, right, the Yerida Latfila, it's a case where it's only Matami outside. So what's the case of the Brisa? El Yoledes, Ibi Me Nida Nida, Ibi Me Tviziva Ziva. So what's the case? That's it. She's Matami even inside. So the Gemara says, we're misunderstanding. We're not talking about a case where she has another Re'iyah besides her Leida. We're talking about the Leida itself. Hacha Mayaskinan Beleidi Aveshta. A case where she has what's called a dry birth. Nothing, no other liquid comes out. So I said, one second, Lady Aveshta, my Matami Bifnim Kabachutikas. What are we talking about? What do you mean Matami Bifnim Kabachutikas? There's nothing. There was a birth. What's inside? Kigon Shehotzi Vlad Rosho Chutzla Fruzdar. Where the head of the Vlad came out, didn't come out fully, but it came out into the vaginal canal. That's where the head came out into. So that is already, that's the Chiddush of the Brisa. That's already called a Leida. Bifnim kebachutz, she's already tumas leida. It's already called a birth. Ukid Rav Oshia, like Rav Oshia said in Maseches Chulin. Tam Rav Oshia, Rav Oshia, Rashi gives the background to refresh our memories. A woman who, Rachman al-Athan, has a miscarriage, has a stillborn, I should say. Shemezu brabatoch be'eha, that she has a stillborn. And the midwife puts her hands inside and touches the baby. The Gemara says that the Chaya, the midwife, is Matame Tumas Shiva, is Tame for 7 days, and the woman is Tahora until the vlad comes out. And then the vlad, well, then it shall be Matame for touching. But the Gemara asks, why is the midwife Tame? Isn't it Tumah Belua? Is it Tumah Belua? It's inside. So the Gemara says, no, it's Tumah, it's a Durabana, it's a Chumra Durabana. Why? Because we're worried that maybe the head came out, so it's not Belua. Right? What does that tell me? That's what we pick up the Gemara now. The Rav Oshia, Gzera, Shema Yosi Avlad, Rocha, Chutz LaPruzdar. Why were Matami the Chai is because maybe the Vlad already came out. And therefore, we have to be Matamiyur. But you see from there that it's already called the Leida on its way out. Good, and that's what the Brisa was referring to. Just Derech Agav, I forgot to mention, the Rav Yosef Engel, the Gilyoni Hashas, quote the phrase of the Brisa that we had at the bottom of Amud Aleph, that Biyurida Tmeya Ba'aliyah Tahora. There's a Kesef Mishnah, the Kesef Mishnah in Hilchos Avos HaTumah, Yud Tezayin, where the Kesef Mishnah says, again, it's a big discussion in the Achronim, when somebody goes to the mikvah, when are they Tahora? In the water or after they come out of the water? So the Kesef Mishnah is a believer based on the Rambam there, and other Rayas, only once you come out. Ba'aliyah, then she is Tahora. Or he is Tahor, depending on whoever go to the mikvah. So he quoted that the language, the Brice on the bottom of Amun Aleph, Ba'aliyah, to prove the Kesef Mishnah as well. Okay, back to our case though. So the suggestion is made that bifnim means because the baby already put his head chutz laprooster. Just like the following case, okay, who does lakavi de Rava? Someone went to came in front of Rava. Amar Leh, and he asked him, Mala mimma b'shapsa, are you going to do prisvil on Shabbos? So Amar Leh, so Rava thought he was talking about a regular case, a baby born on Shabbos. Can you do prisvil on Shabbos? Shabbat, I mean, of course you can. Busted it off again after the questioner left. Amar Rava, Rava says to himself, Salka daitach yehu gavra lo yoda to show the mimma b'shapsa. One second. Is it possible that the guy didn't know the halacha? That you do a prispila bismano on Shabbos? He must have been asking something deeper and I didn't catch it. Also Basre, so Rava ran after him. Amale, he says, he caught up with him and said, Emily, tell me, easy gufa duf de echiavi. Tell me exactly what you're asking. What was the case? So Amale, so Rava was right. There was another important detail. Shabbos vlad ditzavitz apani demali shapsa. It was Erev Shabbos. And I heard the baby already screaming inside beforehand. For lo isi lit out shapsa, the baby did not come out until Shabbos mamish. And I want to know when to do the bris. Amalei, Rava says, hi, hoti rocha chutz laprizdar hu. If you heard the baby scream, it must be that he was already on his way. Chutz laprizdar, vahavi mila shalom bizmana. And therefore, it's a mila shalom bizmana. Really, it's a Friday baby. Vahal mila shalom bizmana, mechal nam v'shabbos. So that is not doche Shabbos. That mila is not doche Shabbos. Why didn't he say that to do the bris mila on Friday? He just said not to do it on Shabbos. Okay. But he said that mila is not docha Shabbos. The Rishonim point out, how did he know? If you heard the baby crying, so maybe it's based on the Gemara we had earlier, the Gemara in Daf Lamed, where the Gemara says that a baby in the utero is the best time of his life. Remember the language? But once the baby comes out, niftach asasum v'nistam apasuach. Everything that was closed becomes open, everything that opened will become closed. If the baby's screaming, it must be you already had niftach asasum. And that's why Rav assumed that it was, the baby was already born. And Lamaisa, what about for Bris Mila? For Bris Mila, the Shulchan Aruch says in Yaradei, in Hilchas Mila, in Reish Samach Beis, Siv Dalid, whenever you have a suffake, we always do it later. As we know, because if you do a Bris Mila too early, so that's not good. If you do a Bris Mila on day 7, you got to do a Tavas Dabris again, because it's too early. If you do a Bris Mila on day 9, okay, you did a day late. So whenever you have a suffix, Ben HaShmashas, for example, you always do Bris Mila on the following day. Noah Ben HaShmashas, Monin Lomei Alayla, V'nimo L'chi, Shu Suffix Shmini, V'im Hotzi Rosh Chutz LaPruzdar Mibod Yom. But if the baby put his head out of the Pruzdar into the canal, already Mibod Yom, Osha Shamu Oso Boche, oh, you heard him cry. Even if you heard the baby cry, and that he wasn't born for another 3 days, amazing. You go by, you count the eight days for Mila from the moment that the head came out, from the moment that you heard the baby cry. That is the Shulchan Aruch. Yeshomer mezda rama, dafka bistam, avolim imo omeris, datiruka imunach babitna kama basharpa amim, velohayala chevli leda klau, avamisha shema boche monolom imo maleda. Unless the woman argues, if the woman says, well, and I know you heard him cry, but he's been inside. He's not out yet. The woman can say that. So then you don't count until later. Even though it's very unusual, the woman's believed based on an Ur Zarua. So that's why the Rama says that we would be machmir to wait for 8 days from the Leda in that case. Okay, let's finish up. Says the Gemara, two more questions. Iboy Lu, first question. Oso makom shalisha balua hu have obesa storm have. That makom that we're talking about, inside the woman but not out yet, where we say that a zaved, a nida, a yoled, this are all tame already, so is that called balua or besa starim? Balua means totally swallowed up area, besa starim means hidden area. Lamay nafgamina, what's the nafgamina between these two statuses? Kigon, is there tumas maga in that place? You stick an avatoa, if he's an avela, to that spot. So, e amrit balua have, if it's considered balua, tuma balua lo matama. Tuma balua is never matame. Vi amrit beis asar mave, need to be maga lo matame, but masa mi matame. It's not going to be matame shemaga, but there is going to be matame shemasa, and avela is matame even shemasa. So, that is the question. Abaya Amar Balua Havi, Rava Amar Beis HaSarim Havi, Machlokas Abaya and Rava, and we were passing like Rava, it's not one of the Yalkagams. Amar Rava Mina Aminallah, Rava says, how do I know that it's called a Beis HaSarim? Titania, because of the brisa we had at the end of yesterday's daf. Ella Bebnation, Tumas Beis HaSarim Hi, the Tumas Beis HaSarim Lomitamye, where we have that Shikma Zera, this is the brisa of Shikma Zera, Poletes, well, it's inside, and it should have been Tame. Ella Shikzer Zakazavi. But that was the Gzeirah, the Braisa that said that Pleita Shefa Zera is Tameh even inside. So you see it's called Beis Asarim. That's Rav Azraya. V'Abaya Chad Avot Kamar. No, Abaya says that the Braisa is saying 2 points. Chad, the number one, that really inherently the Tumah Balua. It's Tumah Balua. V'Oda Filu Im Timsi Lomar Tumas Beis Asarimi Inim Atam Ha'el Asher Zera Zakatavi. It's Tumah Balua, and even if it would be Beis Asarim, still, it's not Matami except for Xeris Ha Kasif. Period. Yeah, we'll be finished in 2 minutes. Good. The Chashuk Echemen here, without going into it, he just talks about a number of poskim that discuss what about a Kohen getting an transplant of an inner organ? Is there Tumma? Torah is not allowed to be Matami himself. So what about an inner organ? Hashtala for a Kohen. Do we say it's Tumma's Beis Astarim? Do we say it's Tumma's Balua? Or depending what type of organ it is. What about an external organ? What about a finger? What about getting from a corpse? So that's a big discussion. Do we say that you're allowed to be matami? He's allowed to be matami because eventually it won't become tami because it'll become part of him. What do we say? You have to be worried for that moment. It's a big discussion in the postgame. Next, Ibailu. Makum Nevilas Oftar. Balua Havi Obeis Astarim Havi. That spot, once Nevilas Oftar came up, that spot inside the throat. Is it Balua Obeis Astarim? Why not Gemino? Go to Dachav Locha Bechaver Kzais Nevela Betoch Piv. Same thing. A person puts a piece of Nevela in the mouth. I Amrit Balua Havi. Nevela of an animal. Of a non-bird. I Amrit Tama Balua Havi Tama Balua Lomatame. I Amrit Beis Astarim Havi. He Nami. Dibamaka Lomatame. Masami Matame. Same question. There are other nafkaminas that Achronim point out that could have been asked, but the Gemara gives this one. Abaya Amar, Balua Havi, Rav Amar, Beis Astarim Havi. Same machlokas. Amar Abaya, but first the Gemara starts with Abaya. Vino Aminallah. Abaya says, how do I know this? Titania from the following brisa. Yochol te nevelas behema metame begadim abesa. Blia, you might think that if somebody eats a piece of nevela behema, not bird, it's metame as he eats it, tamalomar. No. Nevelu trefa lo yochal la tamava. Misha ain la tuma ela achilasa. Yatsazusha tamea. Kodem sheachilan yochlana. Right. The pasuk only includes something that does not have any other tuma. Masha ain kain tumas nevela. That's tuma even before you eat it. And therefore, it's not metame beis abliya. Vetesi bakavachomer mi nevela sof tahar. Why don't you learn it from a kavachomer? Uman nevela sof tahar. She ain la tuma bachutz. Yesh la tuma bifnim. And of tahar, who has tuma bachutz, is not metame bifnim. I'm sorry, the opposite. Menavilas of tar that does not have any tumah bachutz is matami bifnim in the throat. Zushi yishlo tumah bachutz. In addition, yishlo tumah bifnim. Nevela, which has other tumas, surely should have tumas inside the throat. Amar kra ba. No, it's exeris akasav ba velo bacheres. Only tumas of nevelas of tahar and not behema. If ke matam alomar veha ochel. So why by nevela does it use the lashon of veha ochel if it's not matami through achila? Litein shir lenogea. Ulinose ka'ochel. To give me a shear for how much do I have to touch or carry of nevela? As much as was usually eaten. Ma'ochel bikizayis afnogevanose bikizayis. Just like you have to eat a kizayis, so too if you touch or carry nevela, it's only tummy mishum kizayis. So you see here, there's no tumas maga and masa in the throat. Right? We try to say that. So it proves Rava that it is, it proves Abaya that it is Balua. Right? That is the Rabbi's Raya to this case. Okay, we'll have to stop here, and Ben Hashem, we will continue.